We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The lead up to Sunday night's NRL Grand Final has been hijacked by a scalping scandal. ARL Commission Chair Peter Volandis confirmed he would take the matter up with the New South Wales government after tickets to the sold-out decider were put on sale on eBay for more than $1,000 apiece. Rules introduced by the New South Wales government in 2018 prevent tickets being resold for more than 10% above the original price. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Sharks star Nico Hines capped a remarkable first-up season at Cronulla by claiming the prestigious Dally M Award with the highest individual score in the award's 43-year history. Despite suggestions the final tally would be tight, Hines polled a whopping 38 points to finish well ahead of Sydney Roosters fullback James Tedesco. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The elite Knox Grammar School has been rocked by more upheaval with the resignation of its head chaplain over his relationship with a female chaplain. Reverend Tim Robertson and chaplain Louisa Maxwell were both married and working at the $35,000 plus a year school when they became involved with each other. And Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australians should be consulted on who they want to appear on future $5 notes, with King Charles III not necessarily the automatic choice. Debate about whether the King or a prominent Australian should replace Queen Elizabeth, or even if she should be kept on the note, has been slowly growing since the long-reigning monarch's death. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.